KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says two people, an adult and child, were injured late Monday night when the van they were in was struck by a train in Jefferson. The names of the victims, ages 27 and 5, have not yet been released. Officials say they were in a van which had apparently experienced mechanical difficulties installed on the railroad tracks, crossing North Grimmel Road near West Wall Street on the northwest side of Jefferson. The 1988 Chevy Venture van was hit by an eastbound Union Pacific locomotive at around 11:30 p.m. Monday. Patrol says the child was ejected from the van, which ended up on its top in the north ditch. The driver was out of the vehicle when medics arrived on the scene. The driver was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, while the child was flown to Blank Hospital in Des Moines, also by LifeNet. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, forecasters used some unusually strong words and phrases to warn Iowans and others in the Midwest about the potential for severe weather this past weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Johnson says the Storm Prediction Center, 2 days prior to the storm, stated there was a high risk for damaging storms.
In my career, that's pretty unprecedented to go with a day too high risk, which is, you know, significant outlook.
A warning that a tornado outbreak was likely was issued on Friday. On Saturday, at least five tornadoes touched down in Iowa, including a couple of EF2 twisters that caused extensive damage in Creston and Thurman in the southwest section of the state. Smaller tornadoes were also reported close to Council Bluffs near West Fair, near the Oskaloosa Airport, and near New Virginia in south central Iowa. Johnson says forecasters are trying to encourage people to take weather warnings seriously.
We've had unfortunately, a lot of bad tornadoes across the United States in the last 2 years, and some of the findings from our assessments after these storms has been that people often are too optimistic if they're in the path of a serious storm, thinking it, you know, the storm's going to hit somebody else or something like that. So our purpose in all this is to try to get folks to heed the warnings and take cover.
Despite the warnings, many residents of Creston were surprised by the severity of the storm that swept through their town. The twister dropped down so fast it went undetected on radar, and officials were not able to sound the tornado sirens. Johnson said the rain-wrapped tornado wasn't spotted until his office started hearing damage reports.
We recognize that this is an inexact science. There are going to be cases where we issue a warning and nothing happens, or we miss the warning slightly or whatever, but if you hear a warning, to certainly take it seriously and do what the warning asks you to do. No one's going to make anyone do that. It's up to each individual, but we certainly would encourage it.
Six people were injured in the Creston tornado, one of them critically. There were no serious injuries in the tiny town of Thurman, although that EF2 twister destroyed at least 14 homes while causing serious damage to 28 others. Iowa has granted tax deadlines in the two southern Iowa counties, which were hit hard by storms over the weekend. The Iowa Department of Revenue has granted extensions for affected taxpayers in Fremont and Union counties, where tornadoes struck in Thurman and Creston on Saturday, as we mentioned. Governor Terry Branstad has issued disaster areas for both counties. Officials say taxpayers whose principal business or home was affected by the storms will have until June the 30th to file quarterly sales and use tax and withholding returns for the first quarter. Affected taxpayers also will have until June 30th to file their 2011 Iowa income taxes, which are normally due by April 30th. The department says penalties and interest will be waived for those who file by the later date. News time is 7:12.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Cox, age 82, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dorothy Cox will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beverly A. Nelson, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Beverly Nelson will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elizabeth Lee McMahon, age 57, of Menlo, died Thursday. Graveside services for Elizabeth McMahon will be today at 11 o'clock in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery at Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Bessie Jonk, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Bessie Jonk will be held today at 2:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Chris Southman, age 48, of Cumberland, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Chris Southman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mark Stephen Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Gill, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harry Gill will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Slayton, age 83, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Elizabeth Betty Slayton will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Frida Hemmingson, age 90, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Frida Hemmingson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Greg Thomas Bishorner of Atlantic, the son of Katie Joe Bishorner of Atlantic and Casey Ellerbeck of Omaha, was born and passed away on Thursday in Omaha. A memorial service for Drake Bishorner will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Esther M. Thompson, age 93, of Panora, died Friday. Services for Esther Thompson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be Friday evening at 6:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died December 19th in New Mexico. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Louis Lauritsen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Byron Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. June Clemens, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Minnesota. Services for June Clemens are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Nina Mickelson, age 98, of Orient, died Monday at the Corning Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Nina Mickelson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.